I call it the statues. So like, I was like you have to almost see the statues, get them out of the way. And the statues are the museums, the actual statues, this building. Like, you don't go to the Empire State Building.
I've never been to a museum in New York. Why would I waste my time in Frankfurt to see what you're doing? I don't care.
Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're going to talk about travel today. It's you, me, tripping, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to You Be Trippin', the only travel podcast that's ever been created. Today... I got my friend Kevin Ryan on. You know Kevin as a half of the team of Are You Garbage, a podcast which unfairly described me as garbage. Still keeps me up at night. He's a funny comic, and he's also been places. So today, Kevin's going to come. What are you going to tell us about today?
Germany, baby.
Hell yes.
The motherland.
The motherland. Yeah, Deutsche.
Yeah. Deutschland, 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 baby.
Do they call it Deutschland, or do they call it Germany?
It's... they're talking, it's Deutschland, I think. They wouldn't say I'm going back to Germany. But
right.
I've only ever talked to them in English.
Right.
So, like,
right.
They'll say Germany when they're speaking English.
They'll say Germany. It's weird when I get Mexico, Mexico, like, it's like, all right, pronunciation. But when it's, like, England or Inglaterra or, like, Estados Unidos, oh, that's a translation, I guess.
Sure. But,
like,
but the fact that Deutschland and Germany are two completely different. I have no, like, even if there was, like, Germania or whatever. Like, all right, I get that.
Root
word.
That makes sense.
It's just, it's Anglo-fied, like, you know, English-ified or whatever. But I don't know. That was the first time. That just hit me, like, literally 2 years ago. I'm like,
that
wait, you guys call it a completely different. I'm also wildly an idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it didn't even occur to me that I'm like, they're like, yeah, that's what it's called in German. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What'd you do there? Why'd you go there?
So my wife is actually German.
Nice.
We met in New York.
Yeah.
And she was here for like 2 days or whatever. We met and then we just stayed. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Nice, dude.
Wonderful night of passion.
Nice.
And then we just stayed in contact and we would fly. We started flying back and forth to see each other a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for years.
I love how those start where it's like, it's almost like, hey, your pussy was really good.
I'm being all honest, and I've said this to her, so it's not like I just wanted a picture of her boobs. I messaged, we started, it was like on Facebook, it got like recommended, because you know how, like when your phones are near each other, it'll be like, you may know this person.
Yeah, wild.
So it was like, you may know her. And I was like, oh, so we friended her or whatever. And then we started talking. I was really just trying to get a picture of her boobs.
Yeah.
And then I'm now married.
Now you got mental pictures.
Yeah, 8 years later. But that's how it started, yeah.
And so then you would go back and forth a bunch.
So we would fly back and forth. And like, I had never, the only time I had been out of the country, I think I did Canada, Mexico.
Barely counts.
Dude, we're like, I come from like very untraveled people.
Yeah.
I think my parents went to Europe once when they got married. You know, they were like 23.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then we just go to the Jersey Shore. Like,
what'd they think of you going to
do.
Germany?
What?
What'd they think of you going to Germany?
I mean, like my family's, they're like union fucking, you know, they're all like, you know, pipe fitters and shit like that. You know what I mean? That was like a call I had to make to my mom. Like, hey, I'm seeing a woman in Germany and I'm flying there. And she was like, what the fuck? They were like, what the fuck are you talking
it's
about?
It's amazing the different levels of travel.
Yeah.
That you'll get, or people, some people are like, what the? And other people are like, okay, it's just Germany.
Well, that's what I think. Like, if somebody was like, hey, I'm going to see my, I mean, like, I'm used to it now, but they're like, oh, I'm going to see my girlfriend in wherever. Like, oh, that's fucking sweet, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's normalized to me. But my mom was like, who? What?
Yeah.
Give me an address in case
it's
you
hard
get
to remember, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I've been to Amsterdam probably like six times now, six, seven times for states. Always on every European tour, it's there.
Yeah.
And so then people are like, I'm going to Amsterdam. It's like, oh, cool, fun city. Yeah. And it's like, it's lost its foreignness to me.
Of course. Yeah. It's the same way.
Where is she from in Germany?
She's from Frankfurt, which is very, you know, that's like, it's the banking hub.
It's boring, right?
I like, it has like a Philly vibe to
Hamburg.
Me. I like the vibe I got from Frank.
I don't know if it was Frankfurt or Hamburg, but it was just like, it's just boring and like banking.
It is. So it's Frankfurt. So it's like the it's the banking hub of the European Union. So it's like, it's all the banks are there, and it's very like, there's a lot of money there.
Is that why it's called Frankfurt, the fort where they kept all the francs?
I guess. Could have been.
Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe.
get the producer on that. It's like that. So it's the only one with like a sky. It's the only European with high rises.
Oh, cool.
And they're not even that fucking, you get there and they're like, it's called Frankfurt, Main, which is on the Main River, Frankfurt on the Main River or whatever, Main River or whatever. And they call it like Manhattan. And I'm like, it is fucking, there's like one building that has like 8 stories and they're like, out our skyscraper.
Oh my God.
Their basketball team's called the Skyliners. Like, it's like they pride themselves on the fact.
They lean into this fucking nothing.
Well, everything else, like, you know, any other European city doesn't really have high rises, you know?
Yeah.
So like, that's like one of their, you know, and I would do shows over there all the time. Like, I started going over there, I would start doing shows. And that was always like an easy opener of like, you.
Oh, really? Do they have American comedy there?
Yeah, they have a lot of English stand up. It was pretty good. I mean, the scene's pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's whatever. I would always do shows. I would like ask to do like, hey, can I do on your be on your show? And they're like, oh, sure.
Oh, like in town shows.
It was just happening in Frankfurt. And I was like, oh, I'm going to visit her. I'd be like, it'd be cool to do a show, whatever. I've never performed in another country.
It is cool to check off a country off your leg.
Yeah.
Like, I did on Bangkok. Like, you want to do a show while you're here? And it was like, okay. And it's like, it gives you 500. I'm like, even better.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing it just for the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just started doing, I started like kind of planning them around that. And the fact that I was like, you know, there's also the thing of like, you land in another country and you're immediately the funniest guy in the country just by default. You know what I mean? Like, not an ego thing. Like, you're just the most proficient at the skill.
Yeah.
In English, at least. You know
what
I mean?
Also, it's like, I was talking to Monroe about this. He went to Nairobi.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, that's a new scene there.
Yeah.
And so he's like by sevenfold, the most experienced comic.
Oh, yeah. Just by actual time.
And so Australia used to be do all the credits, like on the wall of people who came, was from America.
Yeah.
It was like
pre-podcast. From Die Hard, New York City. New York City comedians here, you know.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And I still like... Every time I go back, I'll still do a show, you know, whatever.
Yeah, cool.
It's a good time. Yeah, it's awesome.
So what do you get into when you're there?
I kind of learned this from you, from listening to like your old podcast of like, you were always like big on like the experience, not like the fucking, it's funny, the place or like the
sites.
Yeah, like I don't care about museums. I usually don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's the thing too. It's like, I was just in Paris. You got to go to the Louvre, and I was like, yeah, no, you have to. And then it hit me like, but I actually don't want to. And you can't just go up. You got to make a reservation. I had one, and I was in somewhere else. And I was like, I like modern art, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see the fucking Mona Lisa. I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
I just
don't
care.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, and if it was right there, someone's like, you want to go in right now? I'm like, all right.
Is there a line?
Yeah.
All right, let's pop in. Yeah, and do they have beer? Yeah. Cool.
Exactly.
We'll get a drink.
But like, it's kind of like a Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, I have Motley Crue tickets, you're like, free? Like, when is it? It's like across the street.
And it's right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call it the statues. So like, I was like you have to almost see the statues, get them out of the way. And the statues are the museums, the actual statues,
sure.
This building, mm-hmm. this river, whatever. You have to
the
see the sites you're supposed to. And that's almost like a day one, like gives you something to do
mm-hmm.
to get the house. But it's like, the second time you're in that city, you're like, I've already seen the statues, so now what's there to do?
Yeah, that's exactly, and like I like doing.
Like, you don't go to the Empire State Building.
I've never been to a museum in New York. Why the fuck would I go?
Exactly.
Why the fuck would I waste my time in Frankfurt to see your fucking art? I don't care. I genuinely don't give a fuck. I'm like, let's go get a beer and sit in the park and fucking. Whatever
you'd
the locals are doing.
You'd have to hit me with a good exit. You'd have to be like, hey, here's a human skin.
Yeah.
Like an entire wing of human skin art.
Yeah, something where I'm like, this is something I would see
online
and be like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also like, I'm so, that's another
Museum
thing.
Of Intolerance.
Yeah.
would be a nice one.
Get behind that. It's like, I think, because I'm so desensitized or whatever the word is from seeing shit online. It's like, I've seen beheadings.
Right.
I don't care about your painting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck are we doing here, man? So I always like to try to do, like, I've never done any of that shit.
Okay.
And that was, that was tough the first time, like, with my girlfriend. She's like, let's go here. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
let's go get beers and hang in the fucking park. I love doing that. And the biggest thing, and it's because I'm a big booze bag, but, like, the drinking laws in Germany, it's Europe alone, but Germany are, like.
Great. Outdoor, if you're in the summer, right? It's just, like.
Anywhere. I didn't know you could just. get a fucking drink and just walk down the street.
Isn't it crazy? So I'm starting to do this now where it's like, what about another country makes you realize something about your own?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And
yeah.
That is like, what? Why
blew
don't
my
and
mind.
Like, why don't we have that? And we did it for a little, 2020 we had it.
Oh, and it was like, dude, that was like my favorite time in the city.
Walktails.
Oh, man. You would just get one to go.
Just to go. They had pouches.
I used to sit in fucking Tompkins Square Park and just, it'd be like a nice summer night. You'd get like a six pack at the bar or like the corner store.
Me and DeRosa had this realization. We went to 7B. We got a beer and mm-hmm. one of those clear cups with a straw.
Sure.
In it. Sure. Okay. And then like, let's get another beer. You know, it drank at the park. Let's get another beer. And then it was like, wait, there's a bodega next door.
Yeah. Why
the
fuck are we spending $7 a beer?
Yeah. A dollar beer.
Of course. Oh, that was great. Just sit out there like smoking cigarettes. It was like European. Had like
smoking
that.
Cigarettes.
And like, everybody's eating in the streets and like those little booths. I fucking loved it. That's the shit I love. It's the experience. It's the feel. Like,
yeah.
I don't get a feeling from seeing a painting or a statue or something like that. Like the Colosseum or something like that. I'd be like, oh, this
right.
is
mad. Right. Like, an overwhelming thing where
yes.
like,
of architecture
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
I did like the Eiffel Tower.
Sure.
Not even to go up in it, just to be like, this is just an art piece. It's mm-hmm. interesting. But I just went by it. Like,
sure.
Oh, look,
yeah,
there
yeah.
it is. You're right. Some of those things are so overwhelming. Like the Grand Canyon is like, damn.
You think it trigger something in your body, your chemistry, where you're like,
yeah.
"This is bigger than me. This is fucking crazy."
Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, this massive church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certain things.
Yeah,
but a museum's like, why?
Yeah, I don't fucking. Yeah, I just I don't get it.
So what do you do then?
I drink a lot.
Nice.
I'm a
that's
big
the vibe,
booze bag,
right?
And that's the fucking vibe, man.
Yeah,
like they do it like a little classier, like, you know, a little more, not class, just refined. It's not like as animalistic. And I learned that because I'm just like a fucking Irish Catholic idiot from Philadelphia who's like, you just drink.
Pound.
Yes. Not elegant and, you know, patience and, you know, like they'll drink multiple different drinks throughout dinner.
Have you been to other parts of Europe?
Yeah. So every time I would go.
It seems like Europe in general is just like, there are more adults about it. Drink, absolutely, drink at lunch.
Yeah.
It's fine. But then they look down on someone who's drunk.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
because it shows like lack of self-control or what, you're a glutton. You're like.
Yeah. And I get it too. It's like, I don't know, do like what pills or coke or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. dude, you're barfing and it's like 10 p.m. What
I
the
know.
Fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, you don't drink. I'm like, I do like an adult.
I know. Yeah. Control it a little.
Yeah.
So the first time I found out you could just drink.
Wow.
On the streets. It was like fucking noon. On like a Tuesday. And I was like, that guy's just fucking drinking. And I'm like, that's crazy. She's like, yeah, you're allowed. I'm like, you're just allowed to just drink walking down the street. She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm going to fucking get a beer. Cause like, I also have that thing of like, if I'm allowed to do something and I'm not doing it, I feel like I'm
wasting it.
I would
that's
be flying back to America and be like, how the fuck did I have a beer that day?
Yeah. That's why I can't do like all inclusive stuff because then I'll just never leave. I'm
dude,
like, I gotta keep eating.
I know the third day I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm sweaty. I'm
I
full.
Have to get the breakfast. I have to get the
know,
yeah, sweaty and I'm full.
I
exactly.
mean, like four dinner rolls just because they're.
I
there.
Gained no joke 17 pounds on the Impractical Jokers cruise in
imagine.
4 days.
Yeah, it's a lot. So and this was the first time it's that European culture. She goes, just because you can, I went and got a beer. She goes, just because you can doesn't mean you have to.
Right.
She's like, look around. You're the only person drinking, walking down the street. And I was like, all right, that's all right. True. That is kind of the elegantness of it, the truthful.
Yeah. Do you want it? There's a thing to you, or do you get this, where you want to fit in as a local, even though you know you're not.
That's all I want to be. I want to be a local. I just want to go like, if that's the cool nightclub, I go, I don't want to go there. Give me like the fucking hole in the wall where people pregame because it's dollar beers.
Yeah,
or
nobody's
whatever.
Going to 7B. Who's visiting town?
100%.
It's just a bar.
If they do, it's because their friend lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go here.
It's just quiet. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not on like a blog somewhere of like seven best bars to hit.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
It's not a good bar.
Exactly.
There's plenty of not good bars around the East Village.
And I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love like, I remember we walked into one place and she's like, we walked by and she's like, oh, that's where like old men just go and sit and smoke and drink. I go, we're going in for
cool,
a beer and a cig.
That sounds like my vibe right
that's
now.
That's exactly what we're doing. Like, that's what I want to experience. What the people do.
Hi, guys. I'm breaking in to let you know that myself and my guests are both stand-up comedians. Kevin Ryan has his new debut half-hour special live in Philly, available on the Are You Garbage YouTube account right now. My special Jew is available at Ari Shaffir YouTube account. You're watching this. Please subscribe at UB Trippin' Pod. I'm also on the road. I'm taping my new special April 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C. You can get tickets right now at arishafir.com. It's at the Capitol Turnaround. I'm excited to present it to you. Tickets are almost gone for the 27th. We added a show on the 26th. Come on out and enjoy the party. I'm also going to be starting in April 28th, Knoxville, Memphis, Lexington. Just going to do this not sold out ones. Cleveland, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Toronto on April 6th. Second show added. Halifax, damn, that sold out, sorry. Ottawa, Rutland, Vermont, Huntington, New York, Austin, Texas on 420, and then those shows in Washington, D.C. And then also my Australia run, Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, and Sydney. Tickets right now at arishafir.com. Now let's get back to the episode. Also, you can see Kevin Ryan on his own podcast, Are You Garbage? If you like people that are full of lies and misappropriation of who people are, if you want to hear who fucking just, oh, he's garbage, you throw it around like fascist or Nazi, you can't throw these words around. Check him out on Are You Garbage? I've been on there four times and I've never gotten a fair shake. Now let's get back to the episode. I'll see you at my special taping.
And that it's honestly not that exciting.
Yeah.
Like, they're not like, you know, fucking.
It'd be like, I always relate it to, like, what if someone's visiting New York? And I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, try a dollar slice just so you can see.
Uh-huh.
But it's not good. But then try some other people. Anywhere you see a slice for, like, $4, it's going to be good.
It'll
go
be
get
solid.
It.
Yeah, grab
ask
it.
For fresh. What's fresh?
Mm-hmm.
But, right, nothing specific. So, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. So, and another thing I do love there is they have this, they're called kiosks. Like, their bodegas are called kiosks.
Okay, interesting.
Right? And it's like, it's a bodega. That's all it is. But they just call it kiosk. And I think, I could be wrong, but my interpretation of it is they're all numbered, right? So I think, like, they're, I guess the government's like, your kiosk number 77. There's no, like, branding to them or anything. It's like a bodega. Just, you know what you can get at these places. And they'll put so that's where everybody goes and gets, you know, pregame beers and stuff like this. And there's one in the red light district.
Nice.
That's fucking became cool. And it's like a pregame and a postgame hang. Like, you go there for your pregame beers and then, like, a nightcap.
Yeah.
You go, like, oh, let's go, let's stop there. And it's all just locals. Just, you go in and they open up the beers for it. Like, you go, they go, like, it's like for here to go.
Oh,
like, and
wow.
They'll fucking pop them for you that they won't do in New York. You
right
know
in
what
a
I mean?
Bodega. It's yeah. Like her tickets right outside.
Yeah, here. So they go, oh, here. They go, you open them? You go, yeah, yeah, open them. And they take
wow,
the.
Wow. It's
and
like then, cutting your cigar for you.
Exactly.
It's just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, you're going to enjoy this as
right
you
now,
walk out.
Walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's
oh.
Fucking, dude. The,
wow, gentlemanly.
Dude, it's the,
that's so great.
It's one of my favorite things about the country as a whole. I go, you're going to, I don't have to, like, we don't have to operate like, oh, am I going to drink it here? Put it in a brown bag.
Right.
We're all walk operating
yeah,
under
no,
the sham.
Yeah, drink and then sneak out.
Yeah. They just go, wow. They go, you want me to open it? You go, yeah.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm up to my mind was
oh, my
blown.
God. Oh, my God.
And you step out with a ice cold beer and you fucking, and everybody's hanging out in the street right there. Like, it's just like groups of like four people, five people, six people, 10 people. And it's like,
where do you piss?
In the street or like, not like in the street, but like whatever. Like you would here, like you hide fucking
bushes.
Behind or whatever. Yeah.
Okay,
but it's also great. Like, you're not hanging out there for an hour. It's like, let's meet here. We'll all have
a
beer or
spot.
Two. Yeah,
it's
like,
a
oh, let's
spot.
All meet here while yeah. Everybody wraps up, like, gathers.
Okay.
And then we'll hit the bar down the street or whatever. And it's also, too, it became so cool they have their own, some brewery paired with them, like a group of young kids that have a brewery. So now they have
oh,
their
that's
own
right.
Beer.
Like, German beer is a thing.
It's the, yeah, it's like, but now they also, like, they do, they are getting the more, like, craft beers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming so popular here. That, like, you know, I guess it's becoming popular over there as well. But yeah, that's like one of my favorites. I'm like, we always got to fucking go there. To be, that's,
that sounds
because
sick.
That's what locals
that sounds
are doing.
Perfect. Exactly.
That's what locals are doing.
That sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I went to Austria, I was trying to like decide the line between traditional and authentic.
Uh-huh.
So like traditional, the easiest one, traditional Thai is like street food, whatever. Authentic is like 7-Eleven. There's tons of 7-Elevens.
Of course.
So, like, to be like, that's not authentic. It's like, it is. This is what you'll get when you go to Chiang Mai. It's, like, a lot of 7-Elevens.
Of course.
And so it's, like, in Austria, they were, like, I was visiting my friend. She was, like, let's go. There's a new burrito place. And that's where everybody goes.
Yeah.
It's, like, all right.
But, yeah. I mean,
and
that's,
like, I want Spätzle. But they're, like, well, nobody eats that here.
Yeah, I know. That's, like, the traditional.
Yeah.
But that's another thing I always do, too. Go to a fucking proper traditional German
What's German food?
Schnitzelhaus or whatever the fuck they're called. Dude, they're so fucking good.
What is schnitzel?
Schnitzel's, it's veal. You get veal pork, schnitzel. Or chicken.
I know chicken schnitzel.
Yeah, chicken schnitzel. I think they call that schnitzel art or something. Or schnitzel art is chicken and then Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener, and what's that?
I think veal.
Veal.
It's real fucking hammered out veal. And you hear, dude, when you're walking down the streets,
yeah.
You hear like those old fucking German dudes who've been doing this their whole
hammering
life.
It.
And just you at all. There's like, you know, depends on where you go. There's hundreds of them. But there's certain neighborhoods, Sachsenhausen, I think, is the neighborhood. It's below the river. So it's like the north side of the river south side of the river in Frankfurt. And there's a lot of traditional places. You know, it'd be like uptown and downtown type thing. There's a lot of traditional restaurants on that side of the river. And like when you hear them just fucking, just hammering out the veal. And it's like.
To make it flat?
Yeah, to fucking make it like to tenderize it. To fucking flatten it out and tenderize it before they.
And then what is it? Breaded and fried?
Breaded, yeah. It's like a cutlet. It's like their version of a cutlet.
I had it in Munich.
Yeah.
No, in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay. And it really is just like, it's like a fucking Kriftdog.
Yeah.
It's just like, mm-hmm. It's just there. It's a quick, easy one.
It's good. And it's like, you go in, it's super traditional. Like if you go in like the fucking, the house, looks like a beer hall. It's like the long wooden
schnitzel house.
I don't know. I'm calling it a schnitzel house. I don't know. House. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're. It's a traditional German restaurant. But like, they're not doing that on like Saturday night. That's like an event for them of like, let's go here to have like a. It's typically like an event or something.
To do that.
It's like, we're going to go. We haven't done this in a while. Let's go here.
To have an authentic schnitzel place.
Yeah. Like, you don't do hibachi every Friday night, but like.
Somebody said it's Steve's birthday.
Let's go do a fucking. We haven't done this in a while. Let's go do a fun.
Somebody said about street
one.
Food. Like, oh, is this like real food in whatever place? And like, no, because like, street food life in America is not that big.
Mm-hmm.
But like, bacon wrapped hot dogs is not our normal food.
Sure, yeah,
you know?
That's like a twice a year
thing.
Of course, yeah,
maybe
that's the same thing for them. It's like, yeah, we'll do it maybe once every 3 months or
something. Yeah, like if you're visiting America, hot dogs, hamburgers. I'm like, I don't usually have hamburgers.
Yeah, I'm not having one every day for lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always go to there and like, it's fucking super,
what are the sides?
It's kind of, it's like real basic. It's like you're ordering in like the fucking 1700s or whatever. Like that's the way they try to fucking keep those old school vibes. They're dressed up like the fucking St. Pauli girl or like the
guy.
What
are those called?
The, Lederhosen.
They wear them?
It depends, but some of them, yeah.
Is that cause they're doing it for tourists or is that cause that's what they're just wearing that?
It's not for tourists.
Okay.
Because they don't have English menus.
Wow.
And like, if you ask for an English menu, they're like a little, that's like the German attitude. They're just, they're like.
We don't speak that here, dude. That's not our fucking.
It is. And it's like, this is a traditional, you know.
I mean, it's like going to a fucking.
There's like a cheesesteak place in Philly.
Right. Like, and like, do you have a Chinese menu?
Yeah.
They're like, no.
No, what are you talking about?
And
I think the German people they're like rude. Rude's a tough word. They're just a little colder up front.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then like midway through the order, like if you're ordering, you're like, oh, in America, you're like, this waiter fucking hates my guts.
Yeah.
But then like 15 seconds later, you're like, oh, we're best friends. Like it takes them a little while to open up and then they're laughing. I mean, it's my wife's always ordering for me, which is the most demeaning fucking thing in the world to like have a grown woman. Oh, I'm like, I have this?
And fries. And she's like, you don't need those.
Yeah, dude,
come
she
on,
does that.
Please,
she's like,
please.
Dude, she was reading me the menu one time because I'm a picky eater and she's like, yeah, all right, so this, because they didn't have English menus.
Yeah.
Most places have English menus, but they didn't have English menu. It was before I knew anything. She's like, oh, all right, so they have the Wiener Schnitzel, you're not going to like that. I'm like, you fucking read it to me right now. I already felt like such a pussy. I'm like, you fucking read me every goddamn thing on that menu, lady. But then they're very warm and they're funny. Like, you know, but it takes like a barrier to get over. It's not in their culture to come up like, hey, how you doing? Welcome to Friendlies. Well, yeah, how you doing, chief?
Yeah.
It's like, what can I get for you? And then they open up and they'll
laugh. It's like the trains. The trains order on time. They're like very, that's a stereotype.
Yeah.
They're very like, I don't know what the word is, mechanical?
Yeah, it's mechanical. It's like, you know, it is. And like,
we'll get the job done.
Yeah, like that we're here to work. We're not here to be, and they're just not like an overly cordial thing like right off the bat.
Right.
You know, but I always go there. Always got to fucking hit some sort of schnitzel house. You know what I mean? Like that's like the New York pizza. Get the fucking pizza somewhere.
Yeah.
Do that, and they serve beer, big fucking beers, and they have this stuff. Frankfurt's known for its apple wine.
No, what is that?
Apfel. It's they call it apple wine. There's for and it's one of those things.
You have pictures of it?
I can send it to you.
Send it to you later.
And it comes in Frankfurt itself has like they're known for the apple wine. I guess I'm sure it's kind of everywhere, but I don't know, you know. And they have these like gray and blue pitchers that they're served in. And
oh yeah. That's so wait, I saw it. That?
Yeah, that thing right there. Yeah,
wow, cool.
So they'll come over with a huge pitcher of that and that exact glass. They're like these little like fucking 8 ounce glasses or whatever.
But really like crystally?
Yeah, and they have like the checks in them or whatever. And I think most places make that, and then you just fucking...
Is it alcoholic?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's that, and then there's another one.
Look at that. Is that like that on the streets with like the cobblestone and just like...
Yeah. It's all out, like all... Yeah, you're just out hanging.
That seems like Germany.
Yeah. It's cool. It's fucking... It's awesome. I love it. And it's so funny, too, because like...
Frankfurt. It's just Frankfurt tourism.
Yeah.
It's specific to Frankfurt.
I think it might
be,
yeah. Frankfurt Apfelwine, they call it.
This
like
is so
wine.
Weird where they're like, oh, we don't really... Like you can get paella in Barcelona, but they're like, that's a Madrid thing.
Yeah, it's not really what
so
we do.
So this is a Madrid-style place mm-hmm. and we're serving it. So like, Apfelwine's like, oh, I guess you could get that in Munich, but we don't really...
Yeah, it's not like our specialty. It's like, we can whip it up for you, I guess, but it's not our thing.
Right.
And then there's another thing, too, that they do...
Damn, cool. Yeah.
That's like fun. And this was like the first time... And I think it is like the how you position your head of like, we go out to dinner, right? In America.
Yeah.
You'd like eat and you're like, all right, let's go to the bar and get fucked up.
Okay.
They kind of combine it a little bit in the sense of like, so we ate like, you know, we're all like eating and drinking like you would at a regular dinner or whatever. And there's like 10 of us. It's all her and her friends and brother and like all, you know, it's just like their crew.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I'm out with your crew. This is what a group of
we're going. This
28
is our
to 32 year olds would do on a Saturday night. Whatever, you know what I mean? And it's like this.
Do they speak English for you?
Yeah, most of them do. Some of them don't. And like, they want to try. They all learn English at like.
And also they're trying to include their friend's husband.
Yeah, but also I'm like, hey, listen, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't need to be part of every conversation either. Like,
it's like, I'd rather tune out and look around.
Yeah, like, I don't care about, they're saying the guy from work. I go, I don't need to know that about your guy from work.
Ever hear Louis' bit about it?
No.
He's dating that French chick, I think. And he'd meet a lot of her French friends, and they're like academics, and like some of them are like PhDs and really brilliant, but their English is not great. So they have to act like kindergartners to talk to them. Like, I have good day. also good day.
Yeah, meanwhile, these brilliant people.
Like, yeah.
That's the same thing. And I go, like, don't fucking switch up. Like, and I also think about it for me. I'm like, if I was out with my fucking boys and
to speak basic Hebrew
and this
inclusion.
Guy came over, I'd be like, yeah, man, like, I'm like, this is your night.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't my, like, you're not here to entertain me. Like,
yeah.
Like, you all have day jobs. You all fucking work. You're like, enjoy your time with your boys.
Yeah,
like, I don't
fucking
need everything.
Yeah, I'm not the guest of honor. I'm just a guest.
Exactly.
So
I'm
wait,
just here.
Yeah, so you finished. So you're all at dinner.
So we're all at dinner. You do the schnitzels, the whole thing. It's like you got the big fucking busty mean waitress who's like rude and doesn't like, won't make eye contact. She gets like upset with the orders and stuff. It's like so on brand of what you, that's like
what
the Simpsons
expect?
Wrote it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they have this like, it's like a shot of like a peach. I forget what the fuck it is, but it comes in it and then you got to like, eat the peaches like soaked in alcohol, and like we did like it just like another
peach soaked in alcohol,
and then like it's on top. There's a stick through it, and it's sitting on top of the. I could fucking text my wife for the name of it, but
wait, a peach soaked. So there's a stick through it.
There's like a stick through this like weird peach type fruit.
Dude, this seems like frat shit.
It is, but it's like, and that's been soaked in alcohol. Then that's sitting like. Imagine you like put the stick through the fruit. And then stick the stick on top of the shot glass. You know what I mean? So it's like kind of like a top. So it's rest on top.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you bite it and then do the shot or vice versa.
Oh, really?
And it's not super strong.
Okay.
Like it's not like alcohol wise. Like you could do, it's like a Jello shot kind of type thing. But it's like real old school traditional shit.
That's cool.
And then we were like, let's do one more. And then we did like seven of those. Because they don't like fuck. It's not like doing a shot of Jameson.
It's like Aperol.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like,
exactly.
I can catch a buzz off these.
Exactly.
These are refreshing.
Yeah. But it's like a fun thing. And it was just like, yeah, it was just like a super cool, like one more, like
really?
You know what I mean. You're like at this big wooden table, and everybody's like,
"Dude, this something
like
you should know about
drinks
me."
And stuff.
I will always be down for a Jello shot.
Oh,
Like if you're at a bar and you see them, you know, and there's not hot. I'm like, yeah. How much?
You're ordering at the bar. Right, that's guys. Crazy.
Now, you know, when they come with like
sure,
this tray,
sure, the tray.
Like, I'm like, yeah, of course. Definitely at a tailgate. Anyway, so then you just stay there and keep doing it?
Yeah, you just stay and then like you like spill out of there and go whatever.
So they just clear off the food and now it's just becomes
yeah, now
table
you're just
bar.
Hanging. Yeah, you're just
wow,
like.
Wow, that's fun.
You're
that's
just
a fun lifestyle.
Fucking chilling, yeah. You know? And like they'll come back around and this and that. And you're doing the beers and they're like, oh, I want one more round of shots or whatever, you know? So that's like always. We are like that's like a staple. We'd always try to fucking, you know,
get one of those.
Get some kind of crew together and go to, yeah. to one of those. And just like, it's like a proper night of like.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Just drinking and
you get
and
rowdier
and
rowdier.
People. Yeah. And like, yeah. Ah, everybody's shitting on
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, imagine if you go to like Gino's and then like as your table gets clear, they just start bringing you beers. You
yeah,
don't, and you don't have to get up.
Yeah, you're just hanging. You just hang oh. for like, I mean, we were there for like 3 hours or whatever, you know, or whatever the fuck it was, you know.
Yeah.
Just hanging and drinking. It was also, too, I felt bad. There was this one kid. I guess he's like, I was hanging, it was like her, a lot of her brother. They're like the same age. So it was like a lot of her brother's friends who are all like now my, like I'm friends with, but. It was like early on in one of our early trips. And I could see the dynamic of the group is they were all shitting on this one kid. Like he was like the butt of the jokes in their crew. Like, oh, yeah, like fucking Steve over here or whatever. So I'm like, oh, to get in with them, I'm like, I got to fucking start shitting on this dude. And I started.
He's a DeRosa of the group.
I started killing this dude. And they're all like, oh, like the jokes didn't even have to be that good. I'm just
yeah,
the
an
outsider.
American way
oh, did fucking new guys in. Oh, dude. And I made eye contact with this dude. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. But like, this
it's
is
prison
what
rules.
Yeah, it's kill or be killed, yeah. man. I'm sitting here with a bunch of fucking, you know, barrel chested German guys. And I don't want to turn it on me.
How hot are German girls?
They're very attractive. There's like, there's also the two different I learned
styles of chick.
Well, the like the traditional like Oktoberfest German, you know, like the blonde hair, blue eyes with mm-hmm. like the St. Pauli girl. That's Southern Germany.
Oh,
that's like Munich and stuff like that.
Okay,
and that's like
there's Germany way over here, Berlin.
Yeah, so that's like more like Austria.
Yeah, Vienna is down here, so it's probably like yeah.
Yeah,
it's an old map.
this is still Pangea.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
They so that's like more. I mean, obviously, like it's all whatever, but that's more the traditional is like the Southern and like the North makes fun of the South the same way we do. That's like their redneck. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't even understand their accent. They don't even speak German. It's you know, it's
oh,
like
right.
Bavaria. Bavaria is their like.
Is
their
oh,
South.
Right. Interesting.
It's their like. These fucking hillbillies down here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't even know what the fuck. She's not even speaking German. What the fuck she's saying? So then there's that, but then there's also like this, you know, more European, I guess. Because like my wife's.
European German. Yeah.
My wife's Czech. Like her parents are Czech.
Oh, really?
They went over as refugees in the
when?
70s.
Oh, so she was born in Germany, though, your wife.
Yeah, she was born in Germany. But like, this happens to the thing of like my, like we have kids and then they have kids, like. There's not going to be any German blood. Like, if you do the DNA test,
right.
They'll be like, I thought great-great-grandma came from
yeah,
Germany.
She just
it's
lived
like,
there.
She just,
yeah.
Like, her blood, but her blood is
yeah,
Eastern
right.
European. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
you're Irish, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah. By,
but, so it's
but
like,
I mean,
in America, like, you're American? Like, no. I mean,
mm-hmm.
comes back to, yeah.
It goes back to Ireland. But, yeah, I don't know. So it's like, that's another thing that I'm like, she's not,
she's
or
not
my
German.
Lineage won't be, like,
yeah.
culturally, they're German
yeah.
but, like, there's also, she'll be living here more longer than she's lived in Germany.
Are there any black people there?
Not a lot. I did some shows where there was a couple black guys because they were there for the Air Force.
Okay, yeah, I was just the Army.
That's what I meant, the Army.
Yeah.
There was, like, yeah, the Ramstein Air Force or whatever the fuck it is, or Wiesbaden or wherever the fuck I was. But it was kind of crazy. I was doing a show, and there was one black guy in the crowd. I was like, what's up, dude? I was like, where are you from? And he's like, the U.S. I'm like, yeah, I fucking, you know, kind of picked up on that.
It's obvious.
But they also have like a lot of like, you know, a lot of like African people go there and stuff like that.
Yeah, Nigerians are big other places. You were like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, hit you with some accent. You're like, oh, not where I expected.
yeah.
Anyway, give me that weed.
it's 2 for 10, motherfucker. and I was like, oh, where are you from? And he's like, this U.S. I'm like, oh yeah, no shit. And I'm like, where at? He's like, Pennsylvania. I'm like, yeah, where at? He's like, Philadelphia. I'm like, no shit, where at?
Oh no.
He's like, Northeast Philadelphia. I'm like, fucking what street? And he was from like 10 blocks away from like where
no
I
way,
was born.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, holy, we came all the way over here. And I'm like, it was like we would have went to like the same elementary school or something like
wow.
that. Crazy. Yeah. But that another thing too is I remember she came here for pizza, and I'm like, I got to taste. So I took her out to fucking, what are the ones, like Grimaldi's and the other one Grimaldi's over in Dumbo or whatever. Split, uh-huh. We went there, and I'm like, you know, fucking, I'll show you. And meanwhile, like, I couldn't afford the dinner and stuff. I was so fucking poor. And I'm like, she's like, yeah, it's fine. And I'm like, what do you mean it's fucking fine? Like, you know, and she's like, Italians make our pizza. And I'm like, you're German. You don't know fucking shit about pizza, you dumb broad, you know? And she's like, she lives.
The same people that make your great pizza make our great pizza.
Yeah. She's like, they're proper. Like, she used to live above a pizza place.
Yeah.
That was proper Italian.
Dude, that's so weird. Because then when you get to that, when we're in Ecuador, like, Chinese food. How are they going to make Chinese food? It's like, well, how do they make Chinese food in New York?
Of course. It's, of course.
Chinese people we're just have idiots. Left and gone
yeah,
to another
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like some Ecuadorian. And meanwhile, there's probably Ecuadorians making the Chinese food here. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
But, so that was another thing. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And the pizza was, like, fucking fantastic.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm, yeah, it's right. Like that American.
It really is. Like, the stuff we have here is the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ever see cars in Frankfurt, that you're like, what brand is this?
Oh, yeah. You're like, what the fuck is this? Like a Skoda or whatever?
Yeah, it's almost like you laugh at it, but they're like, why? It sells $800 million a year.
I know. It's like one of the biggest car companies.
Skoda.
Like,
yeah, that's out there.
I'm like, you're so good at cars that we buy your cars.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, your cars are our best cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't see any Ford Tauruses on the fucking Autobahn.
None.
Yeah, like, they don't make
have
it
you
over.
Have driven the Autobahn?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking, I highly recommend it.
Where is it? It goes through Frankfurt?
So this is what I thought. Autobahn is just the term for highway. I thought it was like, I did the same thing.
I thought
thing.
It
I'm
was
like,
a lap.
I'm like, I kept seeing like Autobahn, and I'm like, this thing's fucking huge. I'm like, you live right by the Autobahn? She's so, I'm pretty sure it's just the word for highway or a similar translation to that. Like,
yeah.
You would say like, all right, so get on, you know, you got to hop on the highway and crawl to go to Jersey. They'd be like, hop on the Autobahn and go.
Oh.
But then the certain sections of it, or no speed limit.
That's where it's like lights
that's
out.
That's where.
Go.
And dude, one of like some of the coolest fucking feelings you can feel, or I felt.
Did you go and just open it up?
Yeah, man. So we rented. So we drove from Germany to Switzerland, did a couple nights in Switzerland, and then to Italy, and did a couple nights in Italy, and then drove back for a wedding in Italy. They all get married in northern Italy.
Oh.
It's like relatively cheap, and it's like a 30-minute flight.
Oh, great.
To Milan or whatever. And there's like a bunch of nice like lakes and mountain ranges up there and shit. So they all get married there. That's like their destination would be like.
Is Frankfurt expensive?
No, not super expensive. There's parts of it because like there is like a lot of money with like the banking and stuff
we
like that.
We live in an expensive city.
Yeah, Frankfurt, I would argue, is not an expensive city. I could be wrong. I know Berlin's way more like expensive, I think.
Interesting.
Or at least parts of it
I've
are.
I've forgotten, yeah.
I think Hamburg's a little, I could be wrong though, is a little more affordable, but I could be.
Yeah.
Completely
so, okay.
Fucking
back
wrong.
To the Autobahn. Sorry.
No. So we rented like an Audi or something and I don't know how to drive stick, which is also fucking emasculating when she has to drive when we're over. Dude, we had to pay an extra like $1,000
to get an automatic
car. And I'm like, cause
I'm
we were
so
driving
glad
like
I know
10
how to
hours.
Drive a stick.
So I'm like, I have to. Like, you, I'm not, like, I can't have you drive 10 hours.
Different side of the road, though, right?
No, same side.
Same side, okay.
So I think different sides only. The UK.
It is hard to shift with your left hand.
I've never driven in the UK. Yeah, that would make.
I'm also constantly, because you go to switch lanes, but since you're on the other side, you just turn the windshield wiper on. It's kind of like, no, wait.
That's a dead giveaway. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Suddenly a windshield wiper comes on, then you make a left.
Yeah. We rented this fucking Audi, and she was like, yeah. And it's so weird, too. Like, we get so nervous around cops. She's like, oh, fucking slow down. You're like, oh, I don't, like.
How fast did you go?
I fast, man. Like, fast to the point where I was nervous.
Yeah, I was.
It was got to be, like, 100 and fucking 20-ish.
Over
or, like,
100.
I mean, we're, yeah, oh, well
it,
over
is
100.
Is it windy at all, or is it very straight?
No, it's only, like, those are only, like, the dead straightaways.
Because otherwise, you would die. Is there any vibe of like you can't be in? Is it left lane fastest?
So this is another thing.
Yeah.
The Germans follow rules like nobody else in the country or nobody else in the world.
Yeah,
hence,
okay.
Fucking World War II.
They
know what I mean?
So good at
they were just like, this
out.
Is what you guys are telling. Like,
yeah.
And,
if France was in charge, it would have been 1 million Jews.
Exactly. Yeah. They would have been like
Germany
a lazy, whatever. Yeah. They fucking. So it's like also one of the coolest things I've experienced ever. Just seeing it, it's like. Because they all listen to the rules. I've never seen traffic executed perfectly. So where it's like music. Oh. Like there's no like when you follow the rules, it is perfect. Well, like nobody, you're only in the left lane to pass. Like you're not like there's
oh,
no
don't
like
stay there.
Yeah, no, it's just right back. So it's like this flow state where if you're doing, say you're doing 90 miles an hour in the middle lane and you're coming up on a car in front of you, you just like fucking and then go right back. And then you're just like this.
Because someone else might be coming behind you at 150.
Yeah. If, yes, exactly.
But so they'd have to be passing. So you'd see.
But you kind of, so this is what happens. So they know. So like, and also you can rent a bunch of fucking like Lamborghinis and Ferraris and shit just to fucking open it up.
Yeah.
And so like you see them, they kind of like make their presence known when they're coming. If there's like a cluster of cars, you see like everybody kind of, because everybody's hanging in the middle lane, you know, and then just like passing.
So middle lane is quite fast, but
quite
not,
fast, but like.
And then is there a right lane?
Right lane's like you're, you know,
just you're going
speed limit, whatever. Right. You know what I mean?
And so that middle lane really becomes like our left lane where like,
yes.
I'm opening it up. And then like if this guy's going 95 and I'm going 110, I got to get around him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then if you go back to 60.
But no one's ever hanging in the left lane unless you're like
right.
fucking flying.
200, yeah.
So you see it like I remember seeing this like black Lambo fucking all the way in the rear. Like you see everybody kind of getting over and then like you hear it too. Like they're like revving their engine. I guess to go like, hey, I'm coming in hot here.
And you can hear from that far. Yeah.
And you just see them like a speck and then like everybody. Everybody's in the middle lane, and dude, he comes flying to the point where, like, the car, like, whoosh,
really?
Like, your car fucking shoots.
And that's crazy because you're going 90 miles an hour.
I'm doing 90, and he passes you, like, you're not even moving.
Wow.
Like, you're standing still.
Wow.
It's fucking. I was like a child. I was like, holy fuck, look at him. Holy shit. I'm doing like the math. I'm like, I'm doing 100. He's got to be doing fucking 7,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, when you get past fast on the highway, you're like, whoa.
It's a thing that like your human brain can't. You're like, what the
fuck? You're like,
fuck?
If I was stopped and he passed me that fast, that's like
yeah,
he's doing 60.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was really cool. So like that, you know, I definitely recommend fucking just experiencing that. It's
wow.
like, and I'm not even a car guy. Like I drive a fucking Kia. Like I'm not, you know, I'm not like a. You gotta. It's just an experience where you're like, holy shit.
And were you scared when you're like getting that fast? Were you like,
yeah,
this
man.
Is too much?
Oh, yeah. Like, I wasn't in like Mac. I was just like, all right. Like, there's that thing in your body where you're like, all right, chill.
Are you like
chill.
Looking down real quick to see how fast you're going? They're just like,
yeah. It's like hyper constant. And you're like, all right, you know, you're like, yeah, my wife's just like on her phone. Like,
you can't be like changing the radio as
yeah,
you're going
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
103.
Yeah. Trying to put a new song on or whatever. yeah, it's fucking sweet, dude. It's
wow.
really, that's like definitely one of the coolest. And I mean, I've been to like a good amount of countries over there, you know, I don't know, 7, 8, whatever, 10, I don't know. And that was like the Autobahn's like one of, because it's unlike anything you have here. Where
yeah,
you can be like,
Canada,
I can do 100, I can do 112, 15, 30 miles an hour. And not have to worry about cops.
Yeah, the worry about cops. Like, even if you go that fast, you also worry about cops or some idiot
somebody
driving
comes,
slow in that left
lane. But they just
follow
the rules.
Right. It seems like it works because you can guarantee that nobody. Do they have signs that let you know how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, so I forget exactly what it is, but I think it's like the speed limit. Just say the speed limit's like, I don't know, I'm making this up, 75 fucking kilometers an hour or whatever. There's like a circle or a line. It's like a double circle or a double line that indicate like, you can open it the fuck up here. Like it's on the speed limit sign that says like it's recommended you do 75, but you're allowed to fucking really open it up.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
It's like a primal feeling of like, I've never gone this fast, you know.
Yeah, here would be ruined. I've
yeah,
been
be
people
able, you
that
would
are
die.
Like that
you
are
would
in
die.
The left lane, like, get the fuck off my tail, dude.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, dude, get out of that
you
lane.
Get out of the way. You get out of the way.
Yeah. Just they're not trying to attack you. They're just like, come on, let him pass.
The first time I was here, the first time she was here, we were driving to Philly on like the New Jersey Turnpike or whatever. She's like, this is crazy. She's like, this is absolute chaos. She's like, this guy's passing on the right, then he's zigzagging over there. She's like, this.
You ever see those street racers here?
Oh yeah.
Like on the highway, and do you see one like zipping in,
and then
another one comes,
like
and
chasing
like,
them?
It's
yeah.
So fucking. I was like, I hope it's road rage. And not,
yeah,
this is their plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's also, yeah, it's not like hot rods. It's like
a
Forerunner
yeah,
and
whatever,
like a Civic.
Yeah.
Civics always like, they stoop those up.
Yeah, that and Nissan Altimas really fucking think they're nice cars.
Yeah. Can you get by with English out there? Like if
yeah,
you leave
they,
your wife?
So like I haven't, to the point where I would say it's hurt my German. because they don't want to speak fucking German once they hear your accent. Because
they all speak English.
They all speak English, and they want to speak it with a native speaker.
Right, they can practice.
They can practice and stuff like that.
Yeah, when I'm a little Puerto Rico, I'm like, any chance I get to practice my Spanish, I'm practicing.
Yeah, because it's an asset to them of like, you know, I get to fucking
and
yeah,
they
do
can,
this
they
thing.
Can hear the quirks and the slang.
Because think about when they travel, it's English. Like, they're not speaking German when they go to...
It
even if they
weird.
Go to China, they're
yeah.
probably speaking English.
My Danish friend, she said she met some backpackers and they were like, thank God I speak English because you don't have to learn any of the languages. She goes, thank God you don't have to learn any of the languages. But it is nice that everyone comes together with English.
Sure.
If you're a German and a fucking, you know, whatever.
Filipino guy. You're probably like, going to meet in the
that's
middle.
That's both our second languages. Yeah. Yeah, so at hostels, it's just like, that is generally.
That's, yeah.
Unless you meet like a Swiss person and a German where they're like, we're doing German.
Yeah. That's another thing. I didn't know what Swiss people spoke.
They speak a lot.
They speak four. There's four languages that I think. Four.
French, German, Swiss. No, wait. French, German, Swiss, and that weird one.
I forget what it is, but I was just like. And my wife was like, what do you think they. Because she started speaking German. Like when we like ordered, first of all, Switzerland's like the most expensive place.
That's expensive.
Dude, we stopped at like some like fucking shitty, we were driving back to Germany. We stopped after a wedding. We stopped at some fucking like shitty, just like lunch place. And it was like 110 euro for lunch.
Dude, it's like, this is crazy. I was just talking.
We didn't even have beers. Like it was just like.
I was talking to someone, you go to like third world countries and you're like, only pay for lunch. In Ecuador, they have these things called almuerzos, which means lunch. Mm-hmm. But it means like prefix
sure.
or whatever. And you got to pay. You're like, how much was it? Like $5. And you're like, $5 for lunch? Like total for both.
Yeah.
And you get like a fresh squeezed juice with mm-hmm. it. And you're like, you have to do the math. Of like, wait, what's the currency change? You're like, wait, it couldn't be this much. And then like the other way is right.
When you're like in a rich.
Like, what?
You're like, what in the? That's probably how people feel when they come to America. They're like, can I have a beer? And they're like, yeah, $9. You're like, $9
for it?
A beer? If you come from
Switzerland,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Everything's cheap.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Sorry, what the fuck were we saying? How did it get there? I forget.
Talk about if people speak English.
Oh, yeah. So also, like, I had a cool experience in Germany when she was still living there. I would go for, like, a couple weeks at a time and just, like, live like okay. I wasn't a tourist. Like, right. She would get up and go to work. I would fucking, you know, I'd, like, go work out. I'd go for, like, a run in the park. I would fucking, you know, do some writing or, like, try to shoot. Like, I was doing these stupid fucking beer reviews at the time. And I would just, nice. Like, dude, yeah, I would just do, like, stupid fun shit, but like I was living there, kind of.
That's
you know
fun.
What I mean. Like I wasn't
when
like I gotta get up at 7 mm-hmm. and hit the museum.
When
and then,
you can repeat like, oh, I like this coffee shop. I'll just go to this.
Yeah,
again.
I go down there and I'm writing. I'm listening to sets. Well, and plus, I was doing it. I was you know I would do sets in this you know like if they had like an open mic and you know
great.
One showcase show or a week or something. I would try to do that. So I'm like, oh, I'm working towards that. I'm writing. I'm listening or whatever. Just like kind of what I would. Do in America, just in
yeah,
a German sense.
That's so cool.
Which is really fucking awesome. But my German sucks. My vocab is better than I give it credit for. Like, I can hear her talking to her parents or something and go like, I know where it's at.
A lot of it's overlappy too with English, right?
There's a good amount,
like,
yeah.
Like Gott, I remember hearing somebody say, like, I know you're talking about God.
Yeah, there's a lot, and like good is Gute, and like,
right.
you know, all that shit. So it's like, there's definitely... crossover, but I remember the one time I was like fucking I was out front of a cafe. It was like early on, and I hate talking. I have no confidence in it.
Yeah,
I feel
you
like,
freeze right.
Feel like
you're
such
like,
a
I
fucking
can look
idiot.
At my Google Translate. I'm like, ask for puis je voir un whatever, and you get there like, can I help you? And it's like, it's just gone. It's
Dude,
just gone.
We were at a wedding early on, like when we were dating. We were at like one of her friend's weddings, and I was like, let me get a. And typically, I have like a friend there, like her. Best friend's husband is like my fucking homie. Like,
yeah.
Where like we hang out, like we get along. I'd be friends with him even if there wasn't, you know, he's a Spanish dude who just fucking drinks and smokes cigarettes like crazy. So we get along awesome. And so I typically have him, like if the girls are doing whatever, like he's my like, oh, I'll handle all the social interactions, the ordering, the whatever, you know. But I was at a wedding by myself. I didn't really have like a fucking
yeah.
crew to let you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, I kept having my wife get me drinks because
yeah.
we were in like the fucking countryside of Germany. We weren't in like fucking.
That's
we
nice.
Weren't in Frankfurt. We were
there's
like
nothing for you.
Where there's like
set up.
They don't speak English. Like they don't fucking.
There's no reason. There's
we
no
were
trying,
we
yeah.
we went out.
That's
it'd be,
the best.
It'd be like
then
going to like
that's
the Catskills or whatever. You
yeah.
know? We were like, and I'm like, in it. We were in this church that was like. it was like wild, like this tiny little village church from like the 1300s.
Damn.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm not even a religious guy at all, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's something. This was, I was just like, yeah, there's something that triggers in you of like, this is some sort of, I don't know.
You know animism? You know the religion animism?
No.
It's the world's oldest religion. It's just that every animal and even objects have like a type of soul.
Sure. Yeah.
yeah, humans, bears, whatever, but also like rocks. So like if you're touching like the pyramids in Egypt, you're almost like, I'm transport. This rock
something.
Has seen thousands of years here.
Yes.
So like a church like that, we're like, whoa, this was here before Columbus came to America.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, damn.
Uh-huh. And I was just like, there's something in here.
Yeah.
But so we're in like that small ass fucking village and we're at this, like the venue, and they don't speak English, the bartenders. So I'm like, I'm asking her, I'm like, hey, can you, she was getting me beers. I'm like, can you get me a beer? And she would go up. And then like, finally she's like,
go get it.
Yeah. She's like dancing with her friends or something. She's like, just fucking go ask for.
It's a fucking beer. Just ask.
I know. Point, she's like, a Weiss beer, a wheat beer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those are good.
So I'm like, all right, man. So I'm like also pretty fucked up at this point. So I walk up. I'm like,
that does help your other languages.
Yeah,
booze
because the inhibition is just like you stop
drinks
thinking.
And you just go for
You're
it.
Like I'm gonna
have
fucking
confidence.
Yeah, exactly. It's like doing a set when I was like, younger. I'm like, I gotta have fucking. I gotta get out of my head a little bit.
Asking a girl out. Yeah. Anything where it's like
inhibitions to the wind.
I know how to do this if I just let go of my inhibitions.
Yes. Yes. So I go up and I'm like, ein Weissbier, and he's like, what? And like, there's music, and he's like, was?
Damn
and I'm
it.
Like, fuck. I'm
I needed
like,
it clean.
I'm like, ein Weissbier, and he's like, I'm like, now, dude, I'm panicking. I'm like, my.
That's not it?
I'm like, Weissbier, and he goes, okay. And I'm like, oh, dodged a fucking bullet. And then he's like back there, and he turns back around and hands me a white wine. I'm like, oh, thank you. I guess I'm just fucking, I'm drinking white wine.
I love that you're like, if it was America, you're like, can I get a Blue Moon?
Uh-huh.
And then they bring you like even a wrong beer. You're like, no, I said Blue Moon. But there you're like, sure.
Thanks, buddy. This is for you. I like
it's liquor.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. And then I turn to my wife, like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is what he gave me. She's like, you fucking idiot. So she went up. He's like, you wanted a wheat like in German, and they like laughed or whatever. I was like, it sucks,
I love
dude.
I'll just accept it. Five.
Well, I didn't have the tools to order it. I don't have the tools to clean up the order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't be like, no, my good sir. I would like, you know.
That's actually not what I was saying.
So then like also too, you'll go into like a cafe. I remember like pumping myself up to be like, all right, ein Filter Cafe. Because that Filter Cafe is like the drip coffee, like American coffee.
Okay.
So like one, I order like, you know, a 2-year-old immigrant. Like I just like buzzwords. You know what I mean? I'm like, ein Filter
it's
Cafe.
It's so funny
Schwarz.
You go back to being a kindergartner.
Yeah.
One coffee cup. One coffee cup. And that's when I hear Latino people speaking English and you're like, what time it is? And you're like, oh, idiot. And then I realize after learning Spanish a little bit, like that's actually
that's
the correct.
It's in the right rhythm. It's in the
right
for them. Sequence.
Yeah, but it's like good enough.
Uh-huh.
This more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, another glass of water.
It was like one of those days I was like,
dude,
out on my own, which I do like.
Dude, yeah.
What'd you say?
Transsexual dude. What did you order? Yeah. I'm sorry. What were you?
I don't have to pay for those. They'll come for free. I was like out on my own. And like I said, like I've learned this from listening to you of like just fucking go and, you know, fucking put yourself in a weird fucking situation. Or like, so I would like on those days I would go out like when I was just like there by myself.
That's a good tip, by the way. We should start doing. I should start doing these segments. I got to start thinking this is a new podcast. Mm-hmm. So I got to start thinking segments. And one is like, what tips do you have for travelers? So I'm going to count this one.
Just fucking go, like go and figure it, you know, it sucks. And I'd be like pacing out front of the store. Like, all right, fucking, you know, like getting like this or that. I said, I ordered because there's so many Turks. There's so many Turkish people in
Turkish
in
coffee.
Germany. No, kebab, like a, you know, whatever, like a shawarma.
Is there
type.
A lot of shawarma shit there?
Oh, yeah, it's like,
because they were the number one refugee
shop.
Place, right?
Yeah. They took in like 2 million. But there was even before that.
Also, I love how everyone's like, oh, they're changing the fucking landscape here, all these fucking whatever, Germany, I mean, England had that too, London. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, yeah, there's late night food now.
Yeah.
It's not just terrorism.
Yeah.
There's also great late night food.
And I ordered like whatever, like a number 4 kebab, whatever. And I didn't want tomatoes. So I said nine tomaten, which is no tomatoes. Yeah. That's like the English translation is no, but they would say they wouldn't say no tomaten. They would say without tomato.
Without sin. Yeah, it was without and not no. It'd be instead.
So,
okay, yeah.
So Germans would be keine tomaten without tomato.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, can I have a number, you know?
I wonder now.
Can I have the kebab? No tomato. You know.
And
what I
wonder
mean?
If they go. I think he's American. I think he means he wants tons of tomato.
Yeah, extra tomatoes.
Yeah, nine of them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm ordering. ordering the English.
Americans love tomatoes, man. They're ketchup country.
I don't know.
So yeah.
So like, and my wife's like, oh, what'd you have? And I told her, she's like, how'd you order it? And I told her, she's like, no, that. But it goes back to like the Spanish guy saying what.
But you can
time?
Get it as long as you can get
just
it.
Just figure that's communication, and
just because I was just in Paris, I figured out. May I please have? There's like these buzz phrases that you can apply to anything.
Yeah.
So if I may I have,
and then plug in a fucking vocab.
The key to the
know.
Bathroom, chicken, another coffee, anything. The check, anything.
100%.
And so it was Puis je avoir, and then my friend who was like a high level, he goes, that's. Because that's very formal the way you're saying that. But I was like 4 days in. I'm like, I'm not learning a new way.
Yeah, this
that's
is and there, it's working.
They understand what I'm saying.
They understand it's not my, enough. But it's like, you know, I'm meeting you in the middle. We're trying here.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, no, but fine. No tomatoes. No.
Yeah.
I'm highly autistic, and I hate them.
But then there's also the thing too of like, if you go like, because that was like a Turkish spot.
Do they have homeless in Frankfurt?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're. Their CD is a little more CD. Like, I was walking around the
red
light district.
Germany invented gutter punk.
Yeah, could have.
Like, that industrial, like pencil through the ear.
Sure. They definitely have, there was a park by her place that had, like, some bad, like, guys hanging. It was, like, Thompson Square Park-ish. It was, like, you know, there was people living in there. But, like, they never bothered you. But you'd, like, walk by and be, like, your shoulders would go up a little. You know, you'd be, like, all right, keep your fucking... Yeah. Head on a swivel here, you know. Don't just, you can't be like lollygagging at midnight through the park.
Oh, right.
It's like, you got to be aware of it. But also, too, when you like, you order in a cafe to like a German, you know, say it's like a 25-year-old German girl. So you'd be like, hey, you know, ein Filter Café Schwarz, like black, grosse, large. Like,
pretty
I just,
good.
Like,
that's
I,
pretty good.
I just plug in like the whatever. But then they go, oh, for here to go. They hear your thing and immediately switch to English. They go, for here to go. And you're like, fuck, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know.
I know. I love when you're like, I learned all the words and you're hitting me in English.
Yeah, but it's like, I get
I almost want to, yeah, I almost want to be like hit him with some Hebrew. Like, no, I'm Israeli.
No,
so
no,
like,
Jewish.
Yeah, you
got to
keep coming back.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's revert back.
Yeah.
That's
the way to get out
of
tickets, by the way. Learn another language. So if you're in Thailand and you get pulled over, speak to them in German.
Really?
Because they only know the English. If they're shaking you down, then eventually they're like, you're like, lo mi vin como Omer. And they're like, no, you owe me this. I'm like, lo mi vin. And they're like, ugh, get out of here.
Yeah. It's not worth their time to try to sit there and
you're not a good
negotiate the in translation. Yeah. That's good. Hopefully I can fake German. I'll just order no tomatoes from the Thai police. But
what's nightlife? It's just bars and stuff?
It's
or
just
is there
bars
like, clubs and like
yeah,
dancing?
Yeah, there's obviously those clubs and you'll like walk by and you'll hear like those like fucking, you know, like some weird
warehouse
it's like
shit.
The bottom of like a basement. It's like, doof, doof. You're like, where the fuck are these
That's
people?
How Berlin was, where you walk along, you hear music, but it's just like a row of warehouses.
What the fuck?
Oh, I think this is a door. Uh-huh. And then it's like, then it gets louder and some guy with one of those like cash boxes goes five.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Same, similar shit. Wow. It's obviously way toned down than Berlin. Berlin's like, you know, fucking.
The spot.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But we also did Oktoberfest, which was fucking wild.
That's just going to be a separate episode.
Okay.
Oktoberfest is a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oktoberfest is a whole thing.
Yeah. I did.
So I did it. I think Yanni went also.
I think Yanni and Chris went.
They went together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wild.
It's great.
It's so fun.
I haven't.
I
experienced pure euphoria in that tent. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about it later.
That it's a whole episode.
Sure.
It's probably way more than an hour, but it's just an hour.
Sure. So yeah, you can definitely do it in an hour.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Nightlife. Like I said, I would just do like what they were doing.
Bathrooms. How are the bathrooms in Germany?
I don't understand why we're not on the European system for bathrooms.
What's the European system?
Well, it's like, all right, so public bathrooms are you pay like maybe a euro or 50 cents or something. But there's a guy
taking
sitting
that money
there
to clean it.
Yeah. He's cleaning it. And I go, I would rather, people are like, that's fucking commie shit. You're paying for a fucking public bathroom. I'm like, I'm paying for the cleanliness of the public bathroom. The public bathroom's there.
Also, or what's the option? Have no public bathroom.
Have no public bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. So they clean it. Yeah.
They clean it. There's a, like, if you go to a rest stop or whatever, like at the gas station, there's like, it's not like, here's the key on a hubcap and you go back in and there's puke and shit all over the walls. It's like,
it's disgusting. Like, people shit up somehow.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Were you doing a handstand or something?
And then just go ready. Yeah. Spray.
I know. It's fucking crazy. I was just in one the fucking 2 days ago and
just like,
in Portland. I was like, this is fucking horrible.
I'll go in the woods.
But so they're fantastic. And the big thing is the walls come all the way to the floor. You're in your own little fucking.
Yeah, what's the half to see somebody's shoe? It's dumb. What are we saving material wise?
It's money.
Why
it's money? It's easier to install that. I presume.
Yes.
It's fucking, dude. It's like, listen. I know if you're out at a restaurant or a bar and you're shitting, it's not ideal, but it happens. You get fucking hemmed up. It happens, especially if you're in another country.
And how are the ones there at a bar and stuff?
They're single use, like they're single occupants, or like you walk in and there's like two, like closets that like. With
separate,
a door.
Separate hole door. Oh,
yeah, that goes like, it's like a wall to the ground. You're in an enclosed room.
It's the best.
That's being cleaned.
You're shitting, dude.
Regularly.
It's an alone moment.
You feel rich. I'm like, I feel like a rich person when that I'm not like, you know, like hovering over some fucking dirty ass toilet seat. Like, you're like, oh, I get to sit here in peace and shit. Especially if you're traveling, dude. It's like the time's different. There's a 7-hour to 6-hour time difference. Then you're eating all these different foods that your stomach's not used to. It's like you can get hemmed up pretty quick where you have to shit in public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not
and new food too.
Yeah. It's like if I leave the house in New York, it's like I'm probably not gonna shit.
Don't they have
until
a lot of sauerkraut and shit?
Yeah, a lot of
that
sauerkraut.
Seems that seems like not bad. I mean, like that'll shit get
you.
Inducing.
Yeah, it's also just like the way they cook shit. Every, you know, any country is obviously cooks differently than I do at home, you know?
Right.
So it's like but you get to have the privacy of like, oh, I feel safe. I can go in here and shit like a human being.
You can make some noise if it happens.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry about squeaking out a fucking poop.
Dude, one time I was in there and we were remote somewhere more rural, and we went into a place and the English wasn't great, and I was actually like fighting with my girl at the time, like over something fucking stupid, and
that sounds like a regular
relationship like and they fucking, I'm like, oh, so I go to the bathroom and I can't figure out how to flush this toilet because the plumbing is a little different, like, you know what I mean? I couldn't figure out.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's one of those differences of travel. Like, where the fuck is the... Yeah, so go ahead.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I'm like, I don't fucking know where this... Dude, I'm looking on the side, the top, the bottom, everything, and I can't fucking find it. And there's this red string. And I'm like, that does not seem like it. I've never flushed a toilet like this. It seems like there's something bad on the other end of this string. So I'm like, don't fucking touch the string, man. And I think I'm out of shit, so like I have to... Like, if I peed, I would have been like... Ah, fuck it. I'll just, you know, I'll leave it in there. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I got to, I don't
know. Shit. You can't leave
a
shit.
I can't leave a shit. And we were like a restaurant. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I'm like, fuck, man. I know this is not how to flush the toilet. I fucking know. But I can't find, I genuinely can't. So I just go, all right, man. And I pull it. And it's just,
no.
Eh.
Oh, no.
Dude, throughout the whole fucking,
no.
Throughout the whole restaurant. It's for like somebody who falls, like if like a handicapped person falls or an old person falls. So now they're banging on the fucking door thinking someone's like, it's like fucking code red.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, I got like the nastiest fucking deuce in the toilet.
Oh.
And it's, I can't turn it off because it's just like 11.
You're like, I'm on my phone. I need a picture of this.
Oh, dude, it was fucking horrible. And they're banging on the door. So I got to open. They're like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know how to flush, and like English wasn't great, and I'm like, it fucking sucked, dude. And I was just like, that's like one of those times where I'm like, I fucking hate travel. Like, get me back to America with a toilet I can fucking flush, and I'm, you know what I mean?
What was it? How did you flush the toilet?
I think he just like, I forget. I don't know. At that point, I'm like, I don't even fucking care. I've ruined, you know, 35 people dinner.
That's another one of those things where it's like, I fucking hate this. I just want to be home. Oh. But it is fun experience looking back.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of in the moment, it does suck when you just can't figure something out. But those trying to figure it out is what makes travel fun.
Yeah.
How do I get this bus to this town?
100%.
Just those little things that like figuring it out is like a fun thing.
I it's like, I remember one time fucking losing. I was there for like 2 weeks or something. It was like day 11.
Yeah.
And like The food's just different. The fucking beer, like everything's yeah. just, and the cigarettes. The cigarettes are just, they're like looser or something. They're really? Not like Marlboro Lights aren't the same Marlboro Lights. They're like a different whatever. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's a different, I don't know if it's different tobacco or different, you know. They just don't hit this. And I'm like, everything was, I was just in a bad mood. And I was like, I remember, I'm like, your fucking cigarettes suck too. And like I threw them all day. Like, it just like builds. And then, but it's also given me like that experience of like, I now use that moment of me like wigging out about like cigarettes being different.
Yeah.
To be like, how the fuck does my, like it's made me grow as a person. I'm like, how the fuck does my wife feel living in another country completely? I'm like, if I was you, I'd be punching the fucking wall every day. Nothing is like how I am used to
right.
it. Right. You know?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, like it showed me like.
Like every moment's a fucking overcome.
Yeah. Every moment's like, this is not what I, this is not what I'm used to. This, everything tastes a little different. All the, everything you're used to is just like a bit off. Cause all the brands, it's like different quality levels of stuff that you're getting. Like, you know what I mean? Due to any restrictions or fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Or just manufacturing. So like, dude, pizzas, everything's just genuinely different. And I'm like, oh, that's a fucking lot to take in to move to another country
yeah.
like that.
It's also like just even little things don't matter. It's but it keeps you off balance. Like the
that's
cap,
what it
the
is.
Caps
it's the
here are a different
balance.
Color.
Mm-hmm.
The sirens, wee, wee, wee. It's just like everything is different. The fonts on signs are not the way. And so it's like
you're just a little askew and it
yeah,
like
you
it
can't
fucking
just
rattles
get used
you.
To stuff.
Yes, yes.
There's that, you know, Obey Giant?
No.
It's like a picture of Andre the
oh,
Giant.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah.
that one. It's a Shepherd Fairey.
Yes.
And
Farley.
Shepherd Fairey.
Fairey?
F-A-I-R-E-Y.
I think there's an L in there. I could be wrong. Whatever.
I'm positive you're wrong, but like.
Whatever,
but like,
Ari,
who knows
edit
who's
this
right.
out.
Who knows who's right? But he said one of the theories behind what he's doing it is that he puts it up. So you stencil it. And he
yeah,
gives
yeah,
the
yeah.
fans a stencil too. Oh, by the way, you be tripping stickers available at arishavir.com. Get a 3-pack and put them somewhere fucking crazy.
Yeah.
If you're going to Frankfurt. If you go to the Western Wall, don't do that. But
yeah.
like, stick them up, take a picture, geotag it of where it is.
Nice.
He goes, so there's a Obey Giant thing on a warehouse mm-hmm. wall that you pass every day at work. You're like, what's that? You're supposed to go, what's that Shepherd Fairey thing? And then you go, what's this warehouse?
Oh.
By the way, I pass this every day.
And I never looked at it.
What is this place? Mm-hmm. And it's just supposed to make you think about your surroundings. Traveling also it does the same thing. We're like, oh, they do pizza different here. I wonder
yeah.
where this comes from. It just makes you always be.
You're
out of your, you get comfortable here instead of like off balance is like a nice way to be.
Well, it's also, yeah, you're not using your brain. Like
you're not using your brain.
I left the house today to come here. I got in my car. I drove down. I parked in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know you know, it's like,
yeah.
it's all similar shit.
Yeah.
Like you're not, there's no discovery.
Right. But
really.
When you do hear wee, 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 it's like, you notice there's
it
a timer instead
something.
Of here. You just tune
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
You're
yeah. yeah.
Loud. Mm-hmm. And you tune it out, but you're not picturing like, ooh, what
yeah.
Someone's
it's also
danger.
Like, it makes me think of like, why do I like what I, you know, if I'm like having something and
yeah.
it's like, oh, like this, whatever is different. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not, I go, it's not what I like. And I go, it's bad. I go, it's not bad. It could just be,
it's just different.
It's just different.
Yeah.
And maybe I do like it this way now, you know
right.
what I mean? Or whatever, you know, it's that kind of thing. That's
yeah.
why, you know,
it is fun.
I try to travel more and it sucks. We travel on the road a lot now in the US, but I don't get to experience anything because we're just like in and out of the city.
It sucks. You get a kid or just a wife?
No, just a wife.
Stay an extra day.
I know, but we're working on it. But I'm going to Germany in like a week.
Oh, really?
There are 3 weeks. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, for another wedding.
Hell yeah,
it's great.
Well, Ryan,
Kevin,
you don't go by Ryan.
No, you can't go by your last
name.
It's a first name.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, you're fair. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Guys, don't forget, check out Are You Garbage
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on everywhere. I've been on there 3-ish times.
I think 4, maybe. Yeah,
maybe
4.
I'll be on
coming
again.
On again
yeah.
very soon.
Yeah, this is great, dude. That's
awesome,
now
man.
You
Thank
know
you.
A little more about Frankfurt, everybody.
Yeah, check it out.
Well, that's the episode, everybody. Tune in next week for probably my favorite one I've ever done. It's with Joe List, my old pal Joe List, about his epic hiking trip to Machu Picchu. I wanted to show you guys this really to start with, but I figured I'd get it going a little bit. And now you're ready for it. We've gotten so many subscribers to the YouTube channel at UB Trippin' Pod on YouTube. Please click on there. All the stuff will be there. And wherever you're listening, UB Trippin'. UB Trippin' Pod on Instagram. But man, you're going to want to watch that Joe List one. God, it was a good one. Made me really want to go. Thank you very much for Kevin Ryan for coming. Don't forget to check out his debut half-hour special live in Philly. Available at the RU Garbage website right now. And don't forget to go see my special taping in Washington, D.C., April 26th and 27th. At the Capitol Turnaround. Tickets are available at arishafir.com, as well as Toronto, Austin on 420, Vermont, Huntington, Lexington, I don't know, Detroit, Grand Rapids, all over Australia in May. Wrapping up my entire tour June 1st in Sydney, Australia, and then I'm done till 2026. No, 2025. That's it, you guys. Please subscribe. And how do you say goodbye in German? That's how I'll say it. But also, keep writing in on the comments and at the UB Trippin' Pod Instagram account about people you think. You sent a few good suggestions in there that I got to get. Auf Wiedersehen. That's it. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, everybody. Till next week.